receive the medicine of the Lord. Receive the medicine of the Lord. Receive the medicine of the Lord. For oftentimes, those in need receive from man a medicine that only heals partially. And I speak this not to your condemnation, but to bring an example of understanding. If my people would trust in me, even to the measure that they trust in man, and receive the medicine of my word, and speak it on their lips in praise and worship before me, I would come and heal them. I would measure out the continual medicine of my word and the healing virtue that proceeds from the Lamb. I desire above all things to heal my people. For yours is the bread of life. I desire that no one sit in darkness, in pain, physically or emotionally. Beaklaso dedikadeste bedidisi. Yes, sir. I'll say that. He said that many have oftentimes felt as if because their healing did not manifest immediately, that there was a lack of faith. Know this, that my healing will come in increments as well as in immediate, saith the Spirit of grace. For I'm able to do all things in all measures according to your faith, saith the Spirit of grace. Take no shame, take no embarrassment, take no condemnation by man, yourself, or especially the enemy, saith the Spirit of grace, in your healing. Worship me as if it were done, and in that I will come in increments. In that I will administer to you your medicine, saith the Spirit. And whatever is physical, whatever is emotional, whatever is of the soul, I will heal. For by my stripes you were healed, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands and magnify Him? We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to be in the midst of a bunch of victorious people, those that are winning at every level. Whatever level. Hallelujah. And those that are watching, your family, we love you. Don't go anyplace. Tremendous teaching of the word this morning, I can promise you. So let's give each other a great big welcome, hug, whatever is handshake, applicable. Praise the Lord. Blessings to all of you out there watching. The Lord started coming on me a few days ago, as He does, and not just in prayer, but whatever I'm doing, and then He'll start talking to me. And He began to put this in my heart, and it was an exhortation, not something that would take a whole service, but something that He wanted to say to His people. And I really wasn't, and I'm still not totally sure of the total reason why. I know that there are a few people in this congregation that would qualify, maybe a number of people, and I know several maybe, and there's some that are not even here tonight that would qualify for receiving the strength, I would say, of this particular exhortation, with all of us understanding how important it is. You don't have to turn to these scriptures. I'm just going to read them for you. Because as I said, this is not the main body of tonight's service, but the Lord wanted me to share this, and I could have just done it kind of from a thus saith the Lord prophetic, but he gave me scriptures that he wanted me to read as well. Just listen to this. Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Ezekiel 47:12, by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they shall issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Everybody say medicine. Everybody say medicine. If you'll notice that the first verse, or the first, the first verse in Proverbs 17:22 said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Everybody say medicine again. Now this one really baffles me more than any of these scriptures, and it's a really amazing scripture. It baffles me, but it baffles me in a very good way. This is Revelation 22:1, and this is heaven, and this is heaven after resurrection, our fullness when we get there. And it says, he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. It's amazing to me, because my thought is, when you get to heaven, everything's perfect. And it really is. But there's something that God has even in store for in heaven that is, when everything is already perfect, that perfection can be enjoyed in the sense of, now this is it says this, and this is literal, that there will be these trees there, and the leaves are for the healing. It says, and the fruit will yield her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Isn't that amazing? What that's saying is, that's like medicine to the nations. It's like medicine. What God wanted me to accentuate tonight was the subject of medicine among his people. He wanted me to talk about that just for a few moments, and that's not the subject matter. But he did want me to talk about medicine, and he just stayed after me, and it just kept coming to me, and he just kept talking to me. And one of the things that he reminded me of was something that one of the, what I would call the apostle of faith, the man that taught a generation how to believe God, was Kenneth Hagin. And Kenneth Hagin taught the church how to believe God, how to speak the word of faith, and how to believe God for their healing, for the ministry of God to their bodies. If you ever have heard Kenneth Hagin's story, you know that God healed him from an incurable disease as a young Baptist boy, before he was ever filled with the Holy Ghost, on a bed of affliction, and the doctors had told him several times, you're going to die. What saved him was Mark 11:23-24, whatsoever things you believe when you pray. And he just got that, and he just stood on the blatancy of the Word of God. Now this man was healed and resurrected and had a many, many years of ministry and saw tremendous miracles, but I was reminded of his word, his words that he had often say to the body of Christ, and he would say this. He said, the Lord loves people, his people, so much that he will get involved in their medicines. Isn't that amazing? The Lord loves people so much that when they're afflicted and they're having to take medicine for a while, the Lord will get involved in that. The Lord, he'd also talk about that the Lord is the one who gave the doctors the wisdom to help us. Isn't that amazing? Now, I want you to understand this, and those, how many of you know, I mean, it's, I'm going to ask a rhetorical question. We're after top shelf stuff. That's what we're after. That we're after the 100. But it is not, please understand this, it is not just one way or the other. In other words, you've either got to have one or the other. That's not true. That's absolutely not true. Faith or medicine, taking medicine, does not nullify faith. I was also reminded, and this is real short exhortation, I was also reminded of Gary Carpenter's medicine, or his testimony, that when he wanted to go off of his heart medicine because he was believing God and was hearing all this word of faith, that he did go off of it for a while and he almost died. And then he went back and he had to take it out of necessity. And the Lord shared with him as he would pray. He said, what I want you to do is trust me and confess my word. You know, a lot of people will either treat it, this is how a lot of the church does. Once they go to the doctor, then they just turn, if they ever were believing for faith to heal them, and then it gets so bad that they just have to go to the doctor. Once they go to the doctor, then they just kind of turn everything over to him. They just kind of turn everything over to, like, they just kind of forget. It's not like that they forget God, but they just forget the war of standing and believing and confessing. It's not one or the other. It can be both at the same time. And so the Lord instructed him to begin to confess healing scriptures continually. And then the Lord, through a process of time, and I don't know exactly, I think it was about a year, that the Lord said, I want you to start taking less and less and less and less, until eventually he took the last of the less, and it's been like 20-something years ago, and his heart has been perfectly whole ever since that point. Let me give you for just a moment Bronc Flint's testimony. Now, I'm not going to go into details because it's personal, but a number of years ago, and I would say within a decade, I went through a... Now, I'll tell you, if there's anybody in this church, anybody that doesn't like taking medicine, it's me. I don't like taking anything if I don't have to. I mean, I don't want to get old and be taken. I've some of the closest people on the planet, I've already been through that with them, okay? I have an annual, just about every year I have a physical. I'm sorry if you don't think that's faith. All I can tell you is where my faith is I don't have to. They do blood work on me. They do everything on me. They check my cholesterol, my blood pressure, my sugar, my everything. And I'm not having to take a pill or medicine for anything to correct anything in my body. So I praise God for that. That's not a brag. That's just a thank you, Jesus. At 59 years old, there's not nothing that I have to, everything's fine. And I praise God for that. That's a thankful, but about less than 10 years ago, I went through something in my body that hardly anybody except my wife, and I'm talking a physical thing that my wife and just maybe a few people knew, but it lasted about a year, and I had some medical procedures during that time because it was the hardest physical fight of my life, one of the hardest physical fights of my life, and I was going through it. And I don't, when I'm really going through something, where I'm really having to confess something, I don't talk to a lot of people about it. That's not necessary. More is not better. You get your two or three people, or maybe four or five at the most, that really know how to pray, and that's all you need. That's all you need. If you start talking about it on Facebook, somebody's going to comment, or you start broadcasting it here, broadcasting it there, that's the best way to help nullify your faith. Get you about two or three or four or five is all you need, and just get in there and start speaking the word. Well, I went to specialists. I went to some of the top specialists in Southwest Florida, and they said, you need this just to get by, and it was a medicine. Well, boy, I don't like medicine. And one thing I won't take, by the grace of God, I won't take anything that is makes me feel like a zombie or mind-altering or opioids that put you out there in a place. I'll just go home before I'll get on all that stuff, okay? But this stuff was not that kind of stuff. And so I started taking it. But still, when you there's nothing that you don't read on that doesn't say that it has certain side effects. Even when you don't feel them, your mind will play with you because it'll say there's certain side effects and this, that, and the other. I don't know that I ever experienced those side effects, but just knowing that they had certain side effects, I didn't like that. But I started taking it because I was in a fight. I was in a real fight. But I did not give it up to just medicine alone. I did what I needed to do in the spirit, too. I kept up. I kept up my prayer. I kept up praying in tongues, and I kept up my confession of I'm healed. And then I had, you see, the Holy Ghost will help you. He'll help you tailor-make your confession based on His word to whatever it is in your particular area of your body. And so I had to have certain confessions concerning that particular area of my body and how that it was healed. Well, the Lord, He began to deal with me, just like it was amazing how He dealt with Gary. And He began after, it took about a year. It really did. And He began to say, well, this is what I want you to do. Eventually, He got me, He just started, along with my confession, He started weaning me off of it. And because it was something you'd have to be on for the rest of your life, I guess. And then I got down to, He wanted me to take it every other day. Gary's was half doses. Mine was every other day. That was my instruction. So I started taking it every other day. And then I think I got where I was taking it every third day or something like that. Well, that's been about eight, close to maybe 10 years ago. I'm totally healed. Totally healed. Don't take anything. Don't even have to take that. But listen, this is one of the things that the Lord said to me. He said, my people are taking their medicine in protest rather than in faith and in thanksgiving. In protest. In other words, what the enemy can do, or their mind can do, or their flesh can do, is because we're on this high shelf walk. We're on this high shelf walk. It's come to them and tell them, well, because you're doing this and you're not totally healed, well, then you're less than. And even when you're, you know, taking this, taking that, and you got on two or three things you're taking or whatever, that it is less than faith. So the protest is not that you're protesting to God, but you're protesting. There's a protest inside of the individual, like when they have to take it or when they do take it, it's often like, man, I'm just not where I should be. Or I wish I didn't have to, you know. God, listen, Kenneth Hagin said God will get inside there with the medicine because He loves people so much. Listen, did you know, oh, God, I get a little preach on me now. Do you know there's been a lot of people, because I've been around doing this for a while, okay? been pastoring here 25 years, 3 years prior to full-time, and 2 years, or 22 in August of this year will be 22 full-time. So, but I've watched as a kid growing up. Do you know I've seen a lot of people, preachers too. They didn't mean to, but they would give sometimes because they just wanted to put their best foot forward, and they'd just give, I don't want to say shame, might not be a good word. They would give a black eye to the gospel because they just made the stand, I'm just going to stand, live, or die. Listen, if you're going to stand, live, or die, just make sure one thing, that your faith is ready for it. That's all. Wisdom is justified of its children. It is. In other words, if you made your stand and you prove and you live, you were justified in what you did. If the doctor says, this will help you live, you can keep your faith, this will help you live, and you say, oh, no, I ain't going to take that because it's either or it's one way or the other, and I'm just going to trust God because I know God's going to heal me. That's my stand. Well, listen, so somebody said, it's my body. Well, that's kind of how the world thinks, too. It's my body with a lot of other stuff. Our bodies are not our own. They're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And no man lives to himself or dies to himself. You've got to even be careful in what you do with your testimony of how it affects others. I've seen preachers. I know one particular preacher now, and I don't know, well, I don't know all the details on it. I don't know if he took any help or not. But it just split a church because he was just, I'm going to live. I'm not going to, you know. And if you're not going to take it, that's fine. But make sure you live. Because otherwise, if you say, I guarantee you God's going to heal me in this. And I'm not going to take any of that. You know, I'm not going to take any chemo or I'm not going to take any of that. Well, that's fine. But make sure you leave a testimony. Don't die on us. Don't die on us, because that's not a good testimony. Do you understand? Amen. So even in your decision of faith, you've got other people that you need to be thinking about. Hallelujah. I'm not getting too many amens, but some. Hallelujah. Maybe you're just listening real good. I heard recently a message by Jim Martin. He said, take your medicine and believe that it does everything that it's supposed to do. And I'd add something to that and believe that it has no side effects. Hallelujah. Now listen, there are some medicines, I'd just say, okay, if I lived or died, it's not, I'll tell everybody it's not the Lord's fault. I'm not going to take it if it makes me crazy. Okay, if it makes me goofy and I can't think, just forget that. But I'm not going to take whatever I take. And listen, this is another point too, and I've got to give this. If you're in protest of what you're supposed to be taking, like you feel bad about it even when you're taking it, your body will react to that. You need to relax in what you're receiving and say, praise God, this works for me. Now we're on top, Lord have mercy, we're on top shelf stuff. We teach the best of the best around here. We teach 100-fold. But I'll tell you this, just like Kenneth Hagin said, he gets involved in every area he can. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope that helps somebody. I know he wanted me to share it. He's had it on me for 2 or 3 days, so I got to share it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Take your medicine if you need it and keep your confession up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Father, we give you all the praise and glory. That wasn't an offering exhortation, but it's a good one. I thank you, Father, that by your stripes I was healed. I thank you, Father, that my body and the bodies of these, Lord, we work, we walk in divine health. And Lord, we thank you and we worship you and we glorify you that you gave us doctors and you gave us medicines that could heal our body until such a time. Your word even says, your word is like that, it's like medicine to all of our flesh. You wouldn't have mentioned medicine as being something good, except it was, and it had wonderful applications when it was applied correctly. We receive it, Father. We pray that, Lord, your grace will rest upon this understanding, and Father, that you'll also cause us to be extremely grateful, that you're going to take us from one level to the next level to the next level until we walk in complete and total health in every area of our life. And we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Everybody said amen. Hallelujah. That's a little service right there. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful